Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, fellow humans. Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom in a world that's constantly trying to pull you in a million different directions. We're talking about something we all struggle with, something that can feel like a ticking time bomb, time management. Ever felt like there just aren't enough hours in the day? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm and you're staring at it wondering if there's even a shred of hope left for sanity? Well, hold on tight, because we're diving headfirst into the wonderful world of transforming your relationship with time management. This isn't about becoming some productivity robot who lives by rigid schedules, though. Hey, if that works for you, power to you. It's about finding a balance, carving out space for what truly matters, and leaving behind the constant feeling of being chased by the clock. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First up, recognize that time is not your enemy. Seriously. It's a neutral force, flowing forward regardless of how much we wish it would slow down. What we make of it, how we spend it, how we choose to invest it, that's what truly matters. Think of time as a precious resource, something to be nurtured and utilized intentionally, not a tyrant you're constantly battling. Next, ditch the idea of multitasking. We've all been there, juggling emails while trying to cook dinner while simultaneously fielding calls from our stressed out families. It's exhausting, ineffective, and frankly, it's a myth. Our brains aren't wired for true multitasking. They excel at focusing on one thing at a time and doing it well. So, embrace single tasking, focus your energy on one task, complete it with intention, and then move on to the next. Third, learn to say no. This is a game changer. Saying yes to everything can lead to burnout, resentment, and feeling perpetually overwhelmed. It's okay to set boundaries, prioritize your well-being, and politely decline requests that don't align with your goals or values. Remember, saying no to something you don't want to do opens up space for the things that truly matter. Number 4. Schedule time for yourself. Seriously, put it in your calendar. Treat self-care like any other important appointment, a meeting with your favorite book, a walk in nature, a relaxing bath, whatever recharges you. This isn't selfish, it's essential. A well-rested, balanced mind is far more productive and capable than one that's constantly running on fumes. And finally, practice mindfulness. Be present in the moment. When you're working, be fully engaged with the task at hand. When you're taking a break, truly relax and savor the experience. This constant striving for doing more can lead to anxiety and stress. By grounding yourself in the present moment, you cultivate a sense of calm and focus that will naturally improve your time management skills. Think about that last time you were rushing from one thing to another, feeling overwhelmed by it all. Can you picture it? Now imagine yourself taking a deep breath, pausing for a moment, and deciding how you want to spend your time. That's the power of mindful time management, reclaiming control and creating space for what truly matters. Let me tell you a story that illustrates this perfectly. I was once drowning in emails, deadlines, and conference calls. I felt like a hamster on a wheel, constantly running but getting nowhere. Then, I decided to implement one small change. I scheduled 30 minutes each morning for mindful meditation. I know it sounds cliche, right? But trust me on this one. During those 30 minutes, I completely disconnected from the digital world and focused on my breath, clearing my mind of all the noise and stress. And guess what happened? My productivity skyrocketed. I felt more focused, calmer, and able to tackle my tasks with renewed energy. It wasn't about magically finding more time, it was about making the most of the time I already had. So, remember these key takeaways. Embrace time as a resource, ditch multitasking, learn to say no, prioritize self-care, and practice mindfulness. These aren't just tips, they're tools that can transform your relationship with time management and empower you to live a more intentional, fulfilling life. Ready to take action? Head over to our website and share your thoughts on this episode. What are some of your biggest time management challenges? How do you plan to implement these stoic principles into your daily routine? Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, folks, stay focused, stay grounded, and keep conquering your days. See you tomorrow for another dose of Fortitude First.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.